let's return to where we had left off on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We pointed out Minyana Dereish from Yutemai, Minyana Dasei from Yutemai. Every time we have a minyan in the Mishnah, there's a reason. So the Gemara offers an option. Minyana Dereisha Lemeute Chupa. The sugi of chupa, the Gemara is going to come to on the Heyomad Aleph, so we later will see it after Sukkis. But we'll concentrate on what the Gemara raises over here, that according to Ravuna, Lemeute Chilup Chalita. Salka Daitach Amina Hor of the Gomar Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, Masa de Mekanya Bechalipin, Afishan Amin Mekanya Bechalipin, Kamash Malon. Ve'ema hachinami, chalipin isnu v'pachos misheva pruta, v'isha pachos misheva pruta. Our girsa is lo mekanya nafsha. So over here you saw, we discussed this last week. We discussed this last year, that Rabbi Nutam has tainus on Rashi. I mean, Rabbi Nutam understood that according to Rashi, the havamina of the Gemara was that any kinyan that works by sada should work by isha. And the maskana of the Gemara is that in hachinami. However, we have a concept of isha, of genai, of something that a woman does not want to be married with, and any kinyan which is a genai, we're not going to use for kedushin. And less than a sheva pruta is an inyan for a woman of genai, that she's makpida, that she doesn't want to get married in such a manner. And so Rabbi Nutam has kashas both on the hava mina of Rashi and on the maskana of Rashi. That if the hava mina is everything which is learned out from sada can apply to ishus, why limit it to the world of chalipin? Why not expand it to the world of chazaka? Why not expand it to the world of shtar? Now, in Achinami, a shtar does work by a woman, but it's a whole different drasha of a yatsa v'hayisa. So according to Rashi, why over here does the Havamina only deal with chalipin? And the maskana, according to Rabbi Nutam, is also Merav Sinigra, also doesn't make sense. Ma pitom, that in the world of ishus, it should be totally in kpeda. Kpeda is something which is very subjective. What if we have a woman who has a very low self-image, or she just really wants to get married, and she says she's willing to accept a pachos misheva pruta? And on the other hand, we have a sugya of kpeda down the line, on daf yud aleph, when the Gemara deals with the shita of shamai, right? That in the Mishnah we saw that the shamai holds that a woman is mikudeshet with a dinar or shava dinar, and the Gemara on daf yud aleph, my time, my of the Beis Shammai. So the Rabbi Zera gives a possibility. Shekain isha makpedet al atzma. In other words, according to Rabbi Nutam, this is Rashi. This is the way Rashi learns our Gemara. And there the Gemara asks, so what are you going to do with women who are of high society and they're makpida dafka for tirkava? They're makpida for a tremendous amount of money. Anything less than that is meaningless. Bante Duravyanai. And so why didn't the Gemara ask that already over here on Daf Gimel? If this is also a sugya dealing with the world of Kveda, why does the Gemara wait till Daf Yud Aleph to ask such a question? Why not Daf Gimel? Those are the questions of Rabbi Nutam. Right? And so Rabbi Nutam rejects Rashi and he learns differently. But what do we do with Rashi? Right? We have Rashi in front of us. So we pointed out last time was that Rashi doesn't mention the word Kveda. That's Rabbi Nutam. Rabbi Nutam reads that into Rashi. Rabbi Nutam says that when Rashi says Gnai, what he means is Kpeda. But you don't have to learn like that. You could learn that Rashi over here is telling us that this is an objective halacha, that Chazal understood that for a woman, it would be Gnai to have anything less than a Sheva Pruta. And therefore, objectively, we have this cutoff point that a Pruta works, and less than a sheva pruta doesn't work. And since chalipin is a kinyan which lends itself to less than sheva pruta, it doesn't work. Namely, we need a kinyan that the means of the kinyan is going to minimally be sheva pruta. Otherwise, Chazal didn't learn it out from the world of Sada to the world of Isha. Now, it's in Achinam, we have all sorts of kinyanim in the world of Sada that are pachas mishava pruta. Chazaka can be pachas mishava pruta. Shtar can be pachas mishava pruta. Those don't enter into the world of Kedushin. The only thing that enters into the world of Kedushin is that which is minimally a shava pruta. And therefore, kesef works, but not shtar, not chazaka, and at least shtar, in other words, from learning out from Sada, not chazaka and not chalipin. Okay, in other words, that in achinami, the havamina of the Gemara could have been, let's learn out also shtar and chazaka, but since the maskana already answers that as well, that when the Gemara says isha pachas misha pruta lemakanya nasha, it not only answers the question of chalipin, it also explains shtar and chazaka, so there was no need for the Gemara to bring it in. The Chara, I think that's what Rashi is saying. Again, Rashi does not mention the word kpeda. He simply points out, g'nai hula, lehilkach, batila, letaras chalipin, bekedushin. Batila means chazal. Not the woman, the chazal. When they said, we can learn out from the world of Sada, from the kicha kicha, anything which would be meaningful in the world of Kedushin. In the world of Kedushin, we need what we called last time a kinyan chashuv. We need something that a woman would be able to be proud of. And therefore, that which is minimally a sheva pruta, we learn out. That which is not, we don't learn out. Okay, but again, Rabbeinu Tam, he compared the word gnai to the concept of kpeda, and therefore, he couldn't learn this way. So Rabbeinu Tam himself felt that there were two girsos in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam in his Hakdamah Sefer Yasha says that one should not go ahead very easily and change girsos. Girsos, you know, one should have a sense of Kovod Rosh. So Kanereh, there were two girsos. And Rabbeinu Tam felt that what misled, in his eyes, Rashi, was the word Mekanya Nasha, that appears to be subjective. L'kach nir Rabbeinu Tam, the garsinan v'pachos misheva pruta lo mikanya v'lo garsinan nafsha the v'lo kveda talya milsa. But what Rabbeinu Tam says, the whole havamina is different. The havamina wasn't that we should learn out ishus kedushin from sada. What was the havamina? What are we learning out? As we pointed out, kesef we're learning out. In other words, the kicha applies specifically to kesef, and the havamina, they knew you could only learn out kesef. But what did the Havamina think about the world of Chalipin? That there are how many tracks in Chalipin?
Two
tracks in Chalipin. There's a track of Shavapruta and a track of less than a Shavapruta. And the Gemara asked, let the track of Shavapruta by Chalipin work in the world of Ishus just like kesef works. Namely, the Havamina of the Gemara was that the world of Chalipin, when you're dealing with a kli, which is Sheva Pruta, is a subcategory of Kesef. To read it inside of Tosfos, Elahainu Taimishim, the Gamar Kicha Kicha Mistayef, and the Ksipe Kesef, Pachos Misheva Pruta, the Mikri Kesef, Makshishik Shatrila, Ema Hachinami Bishtar, Vachazaka Lohiksha. There was never a Havamina, you could learn out anything but Kesef. Pshita Dolgamrin and Kicha Lasosisha Bechokin Yane Soda. Hachi mi boi lam lekama b'shtar menola v'lo gamina misoda v'lo kesef t'chsiv bekicha v'lo parak mechalip in a mishum da hilke ein kesef dikra, that if we're dealing with a kli that has a sheva pruta, this should be in the hava mina a track of kesef v'hachi perusho v'ema hachi nami shetik neisha b'chalipin shiesh ba'osan chalipin sheva pruta ke ein kesef dikra tfei mishtar shiesh bo sheva pruta. The ein sarich she yishve shtar pruta. By a shtar, there are no two tracks. A shtar, there is no such thing of a difference between a shtar sheva pruta, shtar sheino sheva pruta. There's no need in shtar to have any shivyon at all. Even isuri hana is kosher. Avo chalipin de sheva kesef domin le kesef. That's the question. Now, the question is, what's the answer of Rabbeinu Tam? And here we have a difference between what the Talmid of Rabbeinu Tam quoted in his name in the Sefer Hayashar, and what the Balei HaTosos quote in his name over here in our Tosos. So we'll just use the Sefer HaYashar as a ploy. I gave it out, you know, on Yomar Makamos last week. Go back here. So the, in other words, we can start in the middle, where he points out, because that is the equivalent of kesef, you have it? Umeshani, 4 lines on the bottom in the middle, the yesh chalipin bepachos min sheva pruta, afilu hu sheva pruta, lo mekanya, de'en l'chalik bekinyon. What is Tosis saying? What is the bottom line of Rabbeinu Tam? In the Maskana, how many tracks are there of chalipin? No, there are still 2 tracks. But since we have a track, Mishani, since yesh b'chalipin pachos sheva pruta, so what are we saying? Afilu b'sheva pruta lo mekanya. Why? I sof kosof sheva pruta is a din of kesef. Dein l'chalik b'kinyan. Loplug. We have a loplug. Namely, people would get confused. Chazal didn't want to allow you to use a kinyan, that sometimes the kinyan works, sometimes it doesn't work. Even if there are 2 tracks, and the first track is chalipin, is shavah kesef, right? That's the assumption of Rabbeinu Tam, even though we have such a track, and shavah kesef works in the world of Kedushin, but since we have a 2nd track, which is not shavah pruta, ein l'chalik b'kinyan, we're not going, Chazal didn't want to allow for a confusing situation. Didn't want to allow for a kinyan, sometimes yes, sometimes no, people will make mistakes, and therefore, we in other words, that's not brought in. That's what the Gemara means in the Maskana. The Ninachinami, the Havamin is 100% correct. There is a track of Chalipin, which is Shava Kesef. That can be learned out from Kesef. However, Isha Pachos Mishava Pruta Lo Mekanya, since we can't use the 2nd track, we're not going to use the 1st track either. That's what we have over here. But that's not in our Tosfos, right? What does Tosfos by us say? Tosfos by us gives a totally different answer. Tosfos by us says, Umeshane chalipin isnehu bepachos misheva pruta, v'imkein einam mita'am kesef. The moment that chalipin has that track of, you know, has the possibility of pachos misheva pruta, so we see einam mita'am kesef ela kinyan acheru, namely, Ari. In our Tosfos, how many tracks of chalipin do we have? 1. In our Tosfos, we have 1. The Hava means you have 2, but the Maskana is no. Even if the Kli is Sheva Pruta, it has nothing to do with Kesef, it's a Kinyan Acher. A Kinyan Acher. Question is, what is the nature over here of this Kinyan Acher, even in a Kli which is Sheva Pruta? Why not view a Kli which is Sheva Pruta as being Sheva Kesef? Namely, what's wrong with the Hava Mina? Within Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosha, the Havamina remains. We have Chalipin of Shava Pruta, which is Shava Kesef, which works, which should work, but just doesn't work because of Gzeira of Chazal, Lopluk. But according to our Tosos, we're changing horses. We're saying no. We're saying even the Chalipin of Shava Pruta is not Kesef. Has nothing to do with Kesef, it's a Kinyan Akhir. So here I sent you to a Talmud of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, to Rav Baruch Ber Leibovich, the author of the Birkash Shmuel. He was probably Rav Chaim's Talmud Muvak. And so I printed out for you the end, in other words, of the Keta Rav Baruch Ber. It's in the Birkash Shmuel Meseches Kedushin. Everyone is aware that Meseches Kedushin has a Siman Kaf Zayin, because Siman Kaf Zayin is where Rav Baruch Ber was asked by Rav Schwab, who Rav Schwab was a Talmud, was from the Hirschian school of German Jewry, who traveled from Germany to Eastern Europe to learn in the yeshivas, to learn in Mir and Tells, to get a sense of what learning yeshiva is like. And then he asked Rav Baruch Ber, I come from a different society. I come from a society of Torah and Derech Eretz. And here in Eastern Europe, everything is Torah, Torah. No Torah, right? No Torah, Derech Eretz, Torah, Umad. No, Torah. And I want to know, like, what did Chazal say? Like, what should I do? So Rav Baruch Ber wrote a whole tshuva about secular studies. Very, very, that's Siman Kaf Zayin. Very, very fascinating, in which he felt that Rav Shimshon Fol Hirsch was a Gaon Yesod Olam, and he felt that German Jewry would be totally assimilated if he didn't make a Horah Shah of allowing them to also learn Derech Eretz. However, in Eastern Europe, Baruch Hashem, there's no need for such a Horah Shah, and one can remain with the with the kivun of Chazal, that kihem chayinu baruch yamenu, and one should only learn Torah. In any case, it's a very fascinating tshuva. In other words, the whole concept. In other words, the way that the question was asked, etc. So, but this is not. In other words, we're over here in Siman Kavav. Siman Kavav is a classic Lamdisha tshuva, and over here where I underlined it, the Rav Baruch Ber was bothered by a Rambam. Which speaks about the world of Onas Prutos. If you look underneath the Rav Baruch Ber, I just quoted the two Rambams that he's referring to. The Rambam in Perek Kavtes El Chavav points out, he quotes the Gemara in Gittin, Andaf Nun Hey, I think, Katan Ad Sheishanim Ein Hakna Aso La'acherim Krum. A katan can't be makna, doesn't have das. However, Misheishanim Va'ad Sheyagdil, during those 7 years, Im yodeya betiv masa umatan, if we have a katan, that in the language of Chazal, higia laonas putos, he already is at an age where he could be a good businessman, right? If you remember when you were in elementary school, there was always this kid who was selling baseball cards, and he was always making money, right? In other words, to you, a baseball card was a baseball card, but to him, it was a means of making money, right? In order, yodeya betiv masa umatan. He knows the difference between a coin and a walnut. Mekcho mekach umemkaro memkar umatanaso kayemet. So Chazal gave him the power of being able to make kinyanim. Bein bedavar maruba, whether we're talking about $1,000, bein bedavar muad, 5 cents, bein bemat asbari, bein bemat shriv mira. Namely, the katan, this katan has the status of a gadol in the world of kinyanim. This applies to Hagbah, Meshicha, Kesef, etc., Hazaka. He can make Kinyanim, except, says the Rambam in Perek Kaftes Al-Gatet, Ein Kinyan Miyad Katan Kun. The word Kinyan in the Rambam always means Kinyan Sudar. So that a Katan cannot use a Kinyan Sudar. Why can a Katan not use a Kinyan Sudar? That's very, very strange. Kinyan Sudar, L'chalra, is the wild card. That's the universal Kinyan. We have Kinyan that only apply to Metaltalim. We have kinyanim that only apply to karka. Kinyan applies to everything. Suda, you can be karka, you can do metaltalim, you can be mitchayev, you can take upon yourself all sorts of obligations with a kinyan suda. Why, if a katan can use every other means of kinyan, can he not use a suda? So Rambam continues, Sheha kinyan bishtar, ve'einenem chosmin ela al shtar shel adam gadol. That since Chazal never made a takana of shtar for a katan, and since normally a kinyan is something which is inscribed, which is written down in a shtar, even though there's really no need, but it's usually done that way, shakinyan bishtar, so therefore Chazal also did not give the katan a kinyan sudar. So Reb Chaim was very bothered by that. Shamati mipi mori, zafrona yagin aleinu, shehiksha mabakach. I mean, what does a shtar do with anything? Yikne v'loyichtevu shtar. The Kinyan Suda stands on its own. It doesn't need a shtar. The fact that normally a shtar is written, why should that take away the Kinyan Suda? Don't we want to... I mean, the whole purpose of the Onas Pu'utos is to help the Katan. It's the Katan who understands in Kinyanim to allow him to use a Kinyan. Why shouldn't he use a Kinyan? V'omer mori v'rabi de'be'emes kalipin harei'ein shum masa u'matan. That chalipin is, in the language of Inotam, a kinyan acher. It's a kinyan of its own. There is no give and take. Deha ein hakona nosen lo shum shovi. That nothing is really being handed over. Deha hakli hu pachos mishava pruta. Va'alken lo have hakli ikar ma'ase hakinyan. Rak hada'as makne hu ikar ma'ase hakinyan. Here, Reb Chaim gives his basic distinction, and I saw that Rav Bednarsh found that in the Shiuri Harav of Rav Reichman on Baba Kama, on Daf Samach Ches, that there's an Arichlus on this, so you're welcome to look there. You can either find his Marma Kamos, just open up the Shiuri Harav, Daf Samach Ches. But, you know, I lived before the Shiuri Harav, so I just know it from Rav Baruch Ber. So Rav Baruch Ber over here says that the whole world of Kinyanim is that the kone, the one who is buying, he does a maisa kinyan. He lifts that which he is, wants to be kona. He's moshech that which he wants to be kona. He makes a chazaka on that which he wants to be kona. He gives money for that which he wants to be kona. It all starts off with the fact that the kona is doing a maisa. And so, to do that maisa, you need a certain minimal level of kinyan, of das kona, that you know what you're doing. You have to know what you're doing. And that's basically what you need. But you also need das makna, because without das makna, what is that kinyan going to be? If there's only das kona, not das makna, that's called gezel, right? That's called gzela, right? But if, let's say, something is hefker, there's no need for das makna. That, you know, it's the fact that you lift something from hefker, right? Now, daf yomi is the beginning of metzia. Shnayim olzim betalas. Zeomer ani metzasiya. I picked it up. I had das kona. That's enough, right? In other words, a das makna is only when there is a makna that he has to be involved in this. Otherwise, it's gezel. That's the whole world of kinyanu, except for chalipin. Chalipin is pure da'as makna. Pure da'as makna. Namely, that with the will, the ratzon of the makna, his object is being transferred to someone else. Just that we need some sort of a symbolic act to show that there really is da'as makna. Namely, that how does the world know that this is what the person really wants? So you pick up this thing, this pen, which is worth less than a pruta, paperclip, which is less worth than a pruta, and that shows that you have da'as makna. That's why the Gemara is not even sure whose kelim do we use. Do we use the kli of the kona? Do we use the kli of the makna? Because it's irrelevant. You know, namely, this is not. I'm not giving you. It's not a quid pro quo. I'm not giving you money for an object. Nothing to do with kesef. It's not as though kona is giving money and getting an object. No. The makna is giving the object with his das, and a paperclip is being transferred between the kona and the makna. It's unclear who's giving to whom and what exactly they're giving, and it doesn't remain by him. It comes back. You know, it's purely just a pure symbolic act that shows that we have over here full das makna. And here is where the pu'utos don't fit in. This is what Reb Chaim continues, Al-Kain. Masha nosnu chachamim le-pu'utos din das, hainu le-inyan das halos cheftza. They gave him a das that his hagbah is a hagbah, his mashicha is a mashicha, the kesef he's giving is a kesef, right? The be'inan le-kinyan, we need a maisa kinyan. But in the world of Chalipin, it's not as the Das that we need accompanies a Maisa. The Das is pure. And pure Das, how can a Katan have pure Das? In other words, a Katan cannot have a mitzvos, she a Das, atzma Maisa kinyan. But zelo nostu chachamim din Das kazot. Ad kan lishon mori v'rabi, zitrona yogin aleinu. Okay? So, everything is fine. It's a kinyan achen. Now we understand Rabbi Tam, but why did the Rambam, how does this answer Rabbi Chaim's question? Why did the Rambam mention shtar? What does shtar have to do with anything? So here, Rav Baruch Ber, the Talmud, adds into his Rebbe. V'nira levayer, d'ho d'hosif haRambam, mishum stam kinyan l'ksiva omed, v'ein me'idin ala katan, habir hu, mishum zeh hatam, mishum d'din da'as ha'mischayev, b'inin l'ashu yeshtara, din das kazel anasnu chachamim liputos. So the Rambam is pointing out, we have another area. If you want to know, where do we see that chachamim, even if they gave katan a lot of power, midrabon, and where did they make a red line? They made a red line, not a shtar. We don't write a shtar for a katan. Because a shtar also is a din of da'at hamitchayev. A different type of das. Not das makne, da'at hamitchayev. The whole concept of shtar, what gives the shtar its meaning? Namely, the Chazal ask, why isn't a shtar, the Rishonim ask, why isn't the shtar a problem of Eidus Shebichsav? The Torah says, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yokum Davar. You have to be Eidim Baal Pen, not Bichtav. What's the difference between a shtar and Eidus Bichsav? My answer is Das HaMischayiv. That a shtar is basically Das HaMischayiv. That the Eidim are Me'idim on the Das. And that's the unique Gzeres HaKosuv of Shtar. Because of La Sefer Krisus V'Nosan V'Yoda, that we have over here, Machokas, Rav Meir, and Rav Yehuda, Edi Mesira Karte, Edi Chasima Karte, we're creating a world of Das HaMischayev. That world of Das HaMischayev the katan is not involved in, and therefore he's also not involved in kinyan sudar. That's what Dharma meant. That since we normally write down, since we describe a kinyan sudar shtar, so we see that both of these have a common denominator of a powerful world of das. Namely, we have over here something very, very wow, like a wow moment. Namely, that there is a concept in halacha of mind over matter. That I can transfer objects with matter, with maisa kinyanim, and I can transfer objects with mind. My simply, if my rutzon is strong enough, if my das is strong enough, then I can give you my book with my das, without really anything else. Just we go through motions of a symbolic act, but really it's my das, which is makna. Where in the world did Reb Chaim come up with this? I mean, it's beautiful. You know, it makes sense in the Rambam. It explains why Sudar is different. It also explains why Sudar is universal. Because my das, my nafkimina, if I'm being makna my table, or being makna my book, or I'm being makna my house. In other words, if my das can be makna, where did he come up with this? So I sent you two mekoros, one a Gemara, and one a Rishon and an Acharon. The Gemara is on Daf Tes Amud Beis. So let's move over to Daf Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara on Daf Tes Amud Beis in the first wide line, about the fifth word, quotes a Braisa, Meisve. Ein kosvin shtari erusin v'nisuin ela midas shtehen. What are these shtari erusin v'nisuin? My love shtari erusin v'nisuin mamash. Maybe we're talking about a shtar erusin of a harayat mekudeshetli. Maybe we're talking over here of a shtar nisuin of a harayat nisuali mamash. No. Lo. Shtare psikta. We're talking over here about a shtar that records an agreement between the family of the chasan and the family of the kala. How much each of the chasan is getting from the kala's family, and how much the kala is getting from the chasan's family. Ukidarav gidol. Damar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, kama ata nosem lebincha kach vekach, lebitcha kach vekach, amdu vekichu kanu, hein dvarim haniknim beamira. Namely, that we have, this is what classically we call tinoim, right? In other words, that there's some sort of financial agreement between the family of the chasan and the family of the kala. So let's say the family of the chasan has not met the family of the kala. The family of the kala is in Yerushalayim. The family of the chasan is in America. They meet at the wedding, right? And basically, the two kids said they were in love with one another, and so they set the wedding, but it was never any financial agreement. And now, they're standing under the chuppah, right? You have the chasan and the kala, and on this side of the chuppah, you have the father and the mother, right? Or the father and the father. This side, you have the mother and the mother, a good Yerushalmi wedding. You have the father, mother, and the mother. So the father of the kala nudges the father of the mother and says, it's about the father of the kala nudges the father of the chasan. And he says, no, I mean, like, what are you putting into this? So he says, I'll give a car. And what are you putting into this? Okay, I'll give 2 years of rent. Okay, Sheikh Kanu, where's the Maisa Kinyan? No Maisa Kinyan. Simply, hein dvarim haniknim ba'amira. Under a chuppah, right, when your kids are getting married, you're not joking around. This is serious. Namely, so there's a concept that if we're certain that the das makne is real, that itself can create a hitchayivut. Okay? The Kinyan Sudar is simply taking a normal circumstance. Let's say two people aren't standing under the chuppah, right? They meet in Tachana Merkazit, right? And they say, you know, it's my son wants to marry your daughter. No, what do you say? So, you know, it's they say things. But how do we know they really mean it? So if they hand over a paperclip, then they mean it. Namely, that we need something symbolic to show that they really have Das HaMeschai. But the source over here is the concept of hein dvarim haniknim ba'amira. Look in the Rashi, ba'amira, below kinyan. There's really no need for any Maisa Kinyan over here. Shakidushin hein gemar hadavar, that we're standing under the chuppah. And we're dealing over here with a marriage. That's a very serious business. Hahi hanoa dekamitchatne ahadadi. The fact that my daughter is marrying your son, gamar yumakne. We're serious about what we are saying. And this is the shtar psikta that we're talking about, that maybe they want it to remain baal peh, maybe they don't want it to have it written down, fine. But the fact that the kinyan exists. This concept that we have over here in the Gemara, I sent you to a Tosfos, I put it down on the page, right? A Tosfos in Bechoros is talking about the Gemara over there is talking about a roet tzon, and that he's making certain kinyanim in the tzon that he's taking care of. What kinyanim is this roet making? And so aknuye kamakni lemakom b'chatzer. What are we talking about? So Tosa says afilu below kinyan kakani the Gemara meshabed nafshe, that since the sheep owners are so beholden to the roet, they ki'ilu make a ma'isa kinyan. There's really no ma'isa kinyan. There's no chatzer, but they have in mind to be machnehim that which he needs in order to be a proper roa. This is based on our Gemara. This is based on hein drama niknim ba'amira. Afilu below kinyan kakani gama m'shavet nafshe. If we're certain that there's really real das machne, it works on its own. So I sent you to the Rashash over there in the back of the Gemara on this Tosfos. The Rashash says, v'chein matzinu, v'chein matzinu, v'chein matzinu, v'chein matzinu. The Rashash goes through Shas and points out there are all sorts of situations where we say, gomer u'meshabed nafshe, that a person, the circumstances are such, let's say, for example, a person, one of the examples that we're more aware of, the concept of arvus, the concept of someone being a guarantor on a loan, right? I mean, where there's no kinyan. How does this person become a guarantor? So Gemara speaks about Bahi Hanoa Deka Mehemne Gomra Meshabed Nafshe. The fact that people believe him, people willing to lend money on his word, right? That he says, if this fellow defaults, I'll pay you back. The fact that someone's willing to lend money on his word, Gomra Meshabed Nafshe, that gives him a standing in society. That gives him a certain level of integrity that is viewed as having, and that's worth it. In other words, even without any Maisa Kinyan. So this is the world of Kinyan Suter. It's a whole different world. And that's over here what Rabbeinu Tam is pointing out, that the fact that the Suter happens to be worth a pruta, that doesn't make a separate Masul. It's not a separate track of Shava Kesef. The Suter, by its nature, is a Kinyan Acher. If it's worthless or worth, it's pure symbolic. It simply represents das makna. Okay, that's what we have over here. So once we have that, now we can understand a number of things, and then we'll return to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so there is this Rambam which points out that Jews do not always follow a halachic framework. But in Yisrael of Nevi'im Heim, B'nei Nevi'im Heim. There's a reason they do this thing. So the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira and Perek He'olcha Yud Aleph Yud Gimel lists a whole list of things that people use a Kinyan Suter for, where the Kinyan Suter is totally irrelevant, meaningless, just stop. Yesh Devarim Harbe She'enam Tzrichim Kinyan Ve'en L'Kinyan Behem Tam. There's no need to do a Kinyan Suter if you go on HaMashachar Esavto. That occurs with a shtar, hamagaresh ishto, that occurs with a get. Oh, osa shliach, stop. I send a shliach to mei asharim to buy me a sefer. Oh, hamoser moda'ah. In other words, I'm informing people that the sale that I just made, I was forced into selling. Oh, hamavato moda'ah. Oh, hamochel chaveiro chovo pikodon sheish biyodo v'kol koyotzi bedram elu. However, even though a kinyan is totally meaningless in all these areas, nahagu rov mekomos lahaknos mixes dram elu koyotzi behem. So why in the world do Jews do things in a manner which doesn't make sense, which is meaningless? So Rambam explains, Kinyan zeh shenagu lehaknos be'elu dvarim really ain't a mo'al kud. really halachically it's meaningless. Ela lahodia she'eno omer dvarim elu kemesachek umahatel ela gomar b'libo v'acharkach omar. Lefikach im omar b'lev shalem ani amarti v'gomarti lasos dover zeh ein tzarech dover acharifa. Namely, why do people use it? They use it just to show that there's gemiras das. Now, in these areas, the gemiras das is simply the amira. The person says, amochel amaychof, in front of two edim, he can't say, I was just joking. However, since we know that the whole concept of the Kinyan Sudar is to show gemiras das, so therefore, even in places where it's not needed, it's going to be used. Right? This show, in other words, again, in the world of other kinyanim belong to the konan. The kona is doing an act, and via that act he's acquiring. And we just need das makne, it shouldn't be gezel. Kinyan suder is the total opposite, where the makne is doing everything. And the kinyan is just purely a symbolic act. And so sometimes even when it's not necessary, it's used as overkill. But it's meaningful in the fact that it shows that we're dealing over here not with Dvarim Ba'alma, not with Masachek Umahatil. No one over here is joking. Okay. Now, the question is, if we have this universal Kinyan, why wouldn't it work by Kedushin? Okay, it's a Kinyan Acher. It's not Kesef. But why wouldn't it work as a universal Kinyan if it works everywhere else? So here, there's a Chazon Ish, which explains it in a different context. The Chazon Ish I sent you to in Eben Ezer and Siman Kuf Mem Zayin, at the end of the Chazon Ish, in Yanei Avodim, so I quoted to you the first half, you're welcome to look if you want to in the second half. Okay, this is Gemara in Gittin, Daf Mem Amud Beis, which speaks about Kulan Bishtar, that things are learned out from Get into the world of Shtar, and one of the things that's learned out is Shichur Avadim. So he points out, look in the third line, three words into the line, end of the line. V'lo amrinan, the eved muchsak begufo, v'kona atzmo le'inyan mamona. We don't say that an eved, the moment that you were to tell an eved, go free, that he's holding onto himself, and so he's making a kinyan chazak on himself in terms of his monetary value, that no longer belongs to the owner. The hamatzinu eved hamishuchra le'inyan mamona, v'tzarech get shichur. In an eved, you cannot do without a get shichur. V'hata. Why not? Why can't we have another kinyan that'll work in an eved? V'hatam da'af im timtzi lomar de eved nikne b'hagba'a. Maybe an eved can enter into his state of avdus by being lifted. Talking about over here, eved knani. Oshe nikne b'chotzer. So you see that if an eved, you know, other kinyanim work as well. Mikol makom, that's to make an eved. Aval ein roi le'eved sheyishtachrer b'zeh. Why? Shedin shichrur eino kinyan. Sherei hameshuchrer eino kone klum. She'ein guf shel ben chorin chefetz v'kinyan. Elahu hitchalfut dinav. Ki'inyan hagerut v'hakedushin. Namely, that when an eved becomes an eved, he is now owned by his master. Once he is owned by his master, then his master can now take him to the mikveh, or to the mohel, and make him a total eved knani, who will be chayev in mitzvos like a woman, they'll have a partial giur. What happens when the eved goes free? This, we're dealing with a person who is owned by party X, and he has the status of a partial Jew. What happens when he becomes free? He now becomes a full Jew. Namely, that his shichrur is not just the fact that now he, you know, if he gets $5, it's his, not his owner's. It's not just that the b'chinat mamonos. It's a question of a kinyan iser. A kinyan iser, it changes, namely his status, his chalos shem, status changes from a partial Jew to a full Jew. When you're dealing with a change in status, that can't be done with a kinyan mamoni. That has to be done, the Torah tells us, with a get. Like the woman changes her status from an eshes ish to a grusha. The Eved is changing his status from a partial Jew to a full Jew. There's a change in Chalos, a change in Chiyuvim, in Isurim. That can only be done by a get. It can't be done by any other kinyan, including Chalipin. Including Chalipin. That's the Shita of the Rambam that we're going to see. It can't be done including Chalipin. So over here, in other words, if we'll ask, why not? So the answer is because this is a kinyan acher. The world of Chalipin shows Da'as Makna. In other words, so the world of Chalipin is meaningful in terms of any form of ownership that I have. I can transfer ownership. So I own Metaltalim, I can transfer Metaltalim. I own Karka, I can transfer Karka. I own my thought process, so I can transfer my thought process. I'm now mitchayev to give Moshe $100. I can be mitchayev with my thought process. But I can't, with my thought process, turn a woman from a Pnuya into an Eishes Ish. I can't turn an Eved Kenani into a Yisrael. So that, in other words, using the Svara of the Chazon Ish, the moment that we're moving over to the world of Hitchalfut Dinav, I want to change the status, halachic status, of an individual, there I'm limited to get. Okay? So, l'chora, who I did in the world of Kedusha. So we have a Gzeiras HaKosuv of Shtar, B'yotza V'hayisa. We have a Gzeiras HaKosuv of Bia, okay, Uba Aleha. And we have a Gzeiras HaKosuv, Kicha Kicha, Mistei Ephron, of Kesef. However, Tzudar, even if it's Shavah Pruta, is a Kinyan Acher. Okay, this is not Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosher. This is Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos. Right? That we have one track, whether it's Shavah Pruta or not Shavah Pruta, and that track is the track of Kinyan Acher, and we explained that it's different, according to Reb Chaim, from all other Kinyanim. So, basically, that explains Rabbeinu Tam, it explains the Rambam, according to Reb Chaim. Everything is very, very nice and neat, until, right, and that's what the Rambam himself paskins, the bottom Rambam, Hilchos Avodim, Amar lo shelo bichtav, hare at ben chorin, hare at shel atzmecha, af al pi sheyidu alav eidim bebez, and even if we have two eidim who say that the owner said, you're free, af al pi shekanu miyado, even had there been a kinyan sudar, adayin lo nishtachrer, she'en ha'eidus, ha'eved yotze lacherus, Ela b'kesef, o b'shtar, o b'roshei evarim, shein v'ayim. Namely, the Torah tells us the ways we have the concept of giron kesef by an Eved Ivri, we have the shtar that works by an Eved Kenani and an Eved Ivri, and we have roshei evarim that work by an Eved Kenani. Yeah?
Would you mind just one more time explaining how exactly that because of Leighton Kenan Afer, why it can affect the halos of the Eved Kenani? Because of Kenan Afer, that's why it can affect the...
In other words, the Kinyan Acher we spoke about over here is that I'm dealing with the world of Das Makna. The world of Das Makna can't create a free person. The world of Das can't create, in other words, a full Jew. You can't, with your Das Makna, change the status of a partial Jew to a full Jew. With Das Makna, you can't turn a Pnuya into an Eishes Ish. With Das Makna, you can't turn an Eishes Ish into a Grusha. It's universal for all things that Das Makna works for, is meaningful in. It's Das Makna is meaningful in terms of objects, Metaltalin, Karka, and my Ratzon to be that I'm Mitzchayev. But how can I change someone else from a Pnuya into an Eishes Ish? How can I change someone else from a Eishes Ish into a Grusha, or from an Eved Kenani into a Ben Chorin? That's not the realm of Das Makna.
The
Havamina was that we had two tracks of Chalipin. The track that we're speaking about now, that's the Pakos Misheva Pruta. But when the Suder is worth a Pruta, that's a form of Shava Kesef. That's a form of Shava Kesef. And there we have a Chalipin, we have a barter. In other words, I'm giving you my Shava Kesef, you're giving me yours. And so why can't we, if we use Kesef, which is also a form of barter, why can't we do barter also with Shava Kesef? Mishnah says Shava Kesef is good. Chalipin l'chore is Shava Kesef. That's the Havamina. So the Maskana, of, according to Sefer Yosher, is Inachinami, but lo pluk. The Maskana, according to our Tosis, is no. Even if the Suter is worth a Pruta, there's no two tracks. It's all one track of Kinyan Acher, of Das Makna. And that doesn't apply to the world of Kedusha. Okay? Now this is all fine and good according to all these Rishonim, but we have a Ravid who keeps popping up, And this Raivid, if you turn over the page that I gave you, disagrees with our basic assumptions. In Hilchos Mechira and Perek Kaf Tes, Halacha Ches, the Raivid says, in the second line, V'chein Ani Omer, not only do I disagree with the Rambam about what he writes in Halacha Ches, I also disagree about what he writes in Halacha Tes. Shim Hiknu B'kinyan Kanu. That there's no reason why a katan, shehigia la'onas putos, shouldn't be able to use a kinyan sudar. Sha'kinyan logara me'a kesef. Kinyan is no different than kesef. V'hu kesef atzmo. And it is kesef. In other words, kinyan sudar, when we're dealing with the kinyan sudar, and it appears over here, even the kinyan sudar, which is less than a sheva pruta, is considered to be kesef. Me'ahu ma'isad degitan, ahu deshada le'mara kumta v'amar kini, ha, v'kni nafshech, that it appears that we have a concept of being able to have, you know, it'll come along with being kona X, you can be kona Y. Nimsa kesef gomer, do'adif mishar kesef, v'kona legamre. In other words, that we have a halacha that kesef is only kona metaltalim. Kinyan suter is also kona karka. V'chenim kona hu b'kinyan kona. And so if the katan shegil ones putos makes a kinyan suder, it works. Shamakne makne lo kol kinyano ve'no kozer bo. In other words, that the Raivid says, no, suder, the other way around. There's one, it appears that there's one track of kinyan chalipin, which is kesef. Even if it's less than a sheva pruta, it has the status of kesef. And that's the way it continues Hilchos Avodim. Amar of Rav Abraham, when the Rambam says that kinyan sudar doesn't work by Evan, Amar Abraham Dabar says Eino Mechuvar. Ha kinyan hu ke kesef. There was nothing doing. Kinyan is kesef. Now, to speak about two tracks, you know, that we can hear. One track, that kinyan is kesef, even if it's less than Sheva Pruta, isn't there a minimum of kesef? So I send you to a Rashba in Shavuos. Look at the Rashba over here. Umasha Amar Haravzal. He's quoting over here, the Rashba is being medayik in the Rif. She'im kein matzanu yeshivat hadayanim bepachos mishave pruta. Namely, there was a whole question as to whether, if I claim that I gave you two paper clips, and you said, no, you only gave me one. So is there a shvua moda b'miktas? Do we have a bezdin that will convene on this issue of paper clips? So the Rav says, no, the Bezdin is not going to convene over an issue of something which is less than a Sheva Pruta. Ein Raya Zo Machrat. That's not necessarily so. The Ev Shalomar, the Kol Kli, Kevan Shehu Roi Lemalachto, Choshevu Kepruta, U Vyoser Mipruta, Vyoshvan Olav Dayanim. How do we been dealing with a half a coin? So that in Achinami, Bezdin is not going to sit over half a coin. But if we're dealing with a paperclip is roi lemalachto. If you need a paperclip and you don't have a paperclip, you'd be willing to give a dollar for a paperclip. It's because it's going to help you keep your papers together, that they're not going to fly all over the place. V'yoshven alav dayanim. V'efshar dafi l'inyan kedushin kein. Maybe even in terms of the rule of kedushin, u'kamoshe konin b'kli. The Havamin of our Gemara is that a Kinyan Sudar works in the world of Kedushin. Chalipin works in the world of Kedushin. Even though a Kinyan Sudar is something on less than a Sheva Pruta. Why? Because what do you need in the world of Kinyan Chalipin? A Kli. And a Kli, by definition, what's a Kli? It's something which is useful. Something which is useful, even if I can buy 10 of these for 5 cents. But each of them is worth a Sheva Pruta because it's useful. But in other words, that its use is the equivalent of monetary value. So this kanareh is what stands behind the Raivid. So the Raivid assumes that really that there is one world of Kinyan Chalipin. And that world of Kinyan Chalipin, whether it's a Sheva Pruta or less than Sheva Pruta, is Kesef. And so according to the Raivid, which part of our Gemara is very well understood? The Havamina or the Maskana? The Havamina. So Havamina is, if Kesef works, and we're learning out Kesef from Stei Ephron, Kicha, Kicha, Mi Stei Ephron, we're now Kesef, and every Chalipin is Kesef, because we're dealing with a Kli, and a Kli has value, why can't you be Kona, a woman, with Chalipin? Okay, that's, so we understand that the Hamilik Gemara very well according to the Raivad, right? The question is, what's the maskana of the Gemara according to the Raivad? What is the Gemara over here answering? Okay. So, any suggestions? Ve'ema hachinami. So the Gemara answers, Chalipin isnu v'pachas misheva pruta, v'isha pachas misheva pruta, lo mekanya. You could have any gear you want. Lo mekanya nafsha, lo mekanya. What over here would be the answer to the question? Again, we can't go ahead, like the Rabbi Notam, and say, no, we're changing horses. That really, Kinyan Sudra is not Kesef. It's a Kinyan Acher. Because the Ravid is talking La Maskana. He's arguing on the Rama Malachu Lamaisa. He says that a Katan, Shigionis Putos, can use a Chalipin. That you can be Meshachar and Eved Ivri with Chalipin. This is Kesef. Torah says you can Meshachar Eved with Kesef. You can Meshachar with Chalipin. It's Kesef. It's whatever you can do with Kesef, you can do with Chalipin. So why not Kedusha Isha? Lo Plug, but there's no... What's the Lo Plug? There's only one track. Within the Raivad, there's only one track of Chalipin that we call Kesef. What's over here the Lo Plug? When you have two tracks, you could say Lo Plug. According to the Raivad, we have one track. So I wouldn't want to use the kind of Kepeda. Then you're going to get involved in all Tosis' questions on Rashi, but maybe the Ravid learns. Maybe the Ravid learns the Maskan of the Gemara like Rashi, namely that in other words, a Chazal only established Kinyonim for a woman when it's Sheva Pruta. The moment that we have a possibility of using something which is Eino Sheva Pruta monetarily, then that's not a Kinyon Chashuv. In Achinami. In other words, that we would consider a kli to be Shava Pruta in the fact that it'll be called Kesef, but it's not enough Kesef to be Kona and Isha. For an Isha, you require a minimum of Kesef, of Shava Pruta. I'm not thrilled with it. In other words, because it's not neat and it's not smooth, right? In other words, we're not over here, because the Rebbe says it's Kesef. But it's Kesef which is monetarily less than a Sheva Pruta. It's Kesef because it's useful, but it's monetarily less than a Sheva Pruta. And an Isha, we need a Kinyan Chashuv. We're only going to learn out Kinyanim Chashuvim. Isha v'pachos v'sheva Pruta, lo mekanya nafsha. Even if this is a paperclip and the woman can use it as a hairpin, the woman can use it. Or maybe a hairpin, right? You give a woman a hairpin. A hairpin she certainly can use. Right? I mean, now she's married, so she'll want to put her hair under a shetel. So she'll need hairpins. So it's something very useful for a woman to have a hairpin. But Isha v'pachos mishava pruta lo mekanya nafsha. Chazal felt that this was a gnai, and even though this is a universal kinyan, it's not going to be able to be used in the world of a woman, because monetarily, were she to go to buy hairpins, she could buy 10 hairpins for a penny. And so, she's not going to be kudeshit with a hairpin. Yeah. But again, being objective, not being subject. I don't want to get involved in all the Rebbe Tam's questions. Chazal, when they viewed the Torah learning the world of Kesef, they felt there was a cutoff line. Only Kesef, which is monetarily, when you go into a store, something that would be Sheva Pruta. Even though it's useful, and even though it can be used for a Kinyan Suda, or a Kinyan Suda is Kesef, but not for Kedusha Isha. In other words, this is not the Chazon Ish. Right? In other words, this is not a problem over here of Kinyan Iser, Kinyan Mamon. This is simply within the Hagdara of the Kesef of a woman. Yeah?
Right. And the way Ron's presenting is almost like objectifying a subjective Mitzvah.
To a certain degree. We have this already in the Mishnah in Beit Shammai. Right? Beit Shammai says Dinar. So why Dinar? So Gemara has this Havmin, we saw Rabbi Zeira. Then Gemara rejects that and says that This is the minimum of kesef. Don't we know that there's a concept of shava pruta, but not in the world of kedusha isha. So what Beis Shammai has dinar, Beis Hillel has pruta, and that excludes Beis Shammai's dinar wouldn't exclude a pruta, Beis Hillel's pruta would exclude a kli. Okay, not thrilled, but that's what we have. Yeah. Rashi never viewed Chalipin as a world of Kesef. He never came to that. He said, we learn out from Sada, Lechora, all the Kinyanim of Sada, Chazaka, and Shtar. In other words, all of these Lechora should apply to an Isha, and who are in Kinyan Sudar, but Isha, B'pach Shem Apruta, L'makanya Nafsha, the Maskana is the same. Namely, that we can't use anything which minimally isn't a Shem Apruta. The Maskana of the Raivin is the same as the Maskana of Rashi. The Havamina is what's different. The Havamina of the Raivin is, since we know the din of Kesef, so Kinyan is also Kesef. Rashi never started off at that point. Rashi says, we're learning out from Sada, anything which works for a Sada should work by an Isha, right? Including Kinyan Sudar, including Shtar, including Chazaka, etc. And the answer of the Gemara excludes all of them. The Ravid, it could, in other words, again, the Ravid views the world of Chalipin as a world of Kesef. He doesn't distinguish in Shavu Pruta and Shavu Pruta. And Lechor we saw in the Rashba why. And so the Rashba points out, the Efsher, the Filinian Kedushin K, namely, the Hava, according to the Ravid, the Hava mean is much stronger than the Maskana. In other words, it makes sense to say that we should use the Chalipin, particularly if we're talking about something which is Shava Kesef. It makes sense to say we would use it by a woman, but the Maskana says no. But to have an Esher, the Afilinian Kedushin came, because after all, in other words, we're dealing over here with something which is defined as Kesef. Okay, that's... I don't have a better... I'm not thrilled, but I don't have a better Hester. Okay, one more Shita, you have Koach, and one more Shita is the Ramban. The Ramban has a long arichus, which is very, very similar to which Rishon? The Ramban. So far we saw Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam, and the Raivid. The Ramban is very similar to Rabbeinu Tam. Very, very, very similar to Rabbeinu Tam. And then he concludes, V'yesh lomar din acher hu she'eno b'chal kesef, lo sheva kesef, right, that we have what he called Chiddush Hu Shechiddush HaTorah, which is a Kinyan Acher. And then it fits in very nicely with Chayim v'chulei v'chulei. However, then the Ramban points out, Aval, Miksas Hanuskos Kosa Behen Mekanya Nafsha, namely Rabbeinu Tam, sorry, the Ramban had the Girsa of Rabbeinu Tam, and that fits in very nicely into that Girsa, Isha Pachos Pruta Lo Bekanya, but he says, but there are those Nuskos, right, like Rashi. So you see within the Ramban that Rabbeinu Tam didn't make up this Nusach, right, that this was a Nusach. Notos Leperush Rashi, V'hi Girsa Sahalachos, that's the Girsa we have in the Rif, V'yeshli Liyashiva. Now, again, he was bothered, if you're going to read the Gemara as we read, as with Nafsha, like Rabbeinu Tam, then it comes to Kepeda, and then you have all the questions of Rabbeinu Tam. So how do we keep Rashi's Girsa without the questions of Rabbeinu Tam? So he says, V'yesh li yashva dekoh chalipin gabi isha kachalipin depakos mishava pruta ninhu, dematana al menas lahachzir lokanya b'isha, debosar hanoa debasof azba, velo mekanya nafsha b'kniya d'sha'a, ki debi'inan lememar l'kaman. So the Ramban says that later on we're going to come to a sugya of Matana Amanas Lahakzir. Matana Amanas Lahakzir is considered to be a very, very powerful form of Kenya, coming up to Sukkis. When I grew up, I mean, 99% of the Jews in Shul were Yotze Arba Minim with a Matana Amanas Lahakzir. Right, nowadays, when is it used? By Machzis HaShekel. In other words, so you pick up the three coins that are there. Not everyone has silver dollars, etc. But once upon a time, people didn't have Arba Minim. And so the shul would have an Arba Minim, and everyone would be kona with the Matana Amanas Lahachsir. Gemara says, this works in many, many realms. We're going to see about Pidyon HaBen. That's a very, very real issue. Halchul HaMaiseh, because many times the Kohen is the one who has the coins. Right? And when he's giving them to, in other words, exactly how does it work back and forth? So the Gemara is going to talk about Pidyon HaBen. But the Gemara said, but it doesn't work in Kedusha. Matan Amanat Lahachzir, that a person will give a woman a ring, Amanat Lahachzir, doesn't work in Kedusha. Why not? If it works, in other words, in many places, B'chol Torah Kula. So the Ramban explains, because what's the ikur of Kedushin? What does, in other words, Hano, right? In other words, we're going to see later on in the Gemara that if you do a nice dance in front of a woman or play a nice sonata and say, Harei HaMekudeshet B'Hakshava Sonata Zo, Harei HaMekudeshet B'Hanad Rikud Ze, it'll work. You have to give a woman Hano. So to be an Indian giver, there's no Hano. The Rambam over here, Ha'omer Le'isha Harei HaMekudeshet Li'Bedin Arzeh Amanat Shetachzi Re'yuli, Eina Mekudeshet Ein Hechzira Bein Lo Hechzira. Shim Lo Hechzira, Lo Neskema Tanai. Im Hechzira Asa Harei Lo Nehne, Slo Yigia Liyada Klu. So what's the problem of Chalipin? That you give it back. In Chalipin, you give back the Suder. Right? In other words, in the moment you give back the Suder, right? In other words, those of you who are married, so the Rav made a Kinyan Chalipin with you on the Ksuva, right? On the your Meschai of everything in the Ksuva. He used whatever he used. He used his handkerchief. If he was fancy Rav, he used his kippah or his pen if he was a yeshivish Rav. Right? In other words, then he takes it back. He doesn't leave it by you. So over here, if the husband were to give her the paper clip or even give her a Mercedes, right? That's a kli. But then he take it back. That's why it's no good. Often a technicality. The reason it doesn't work is because you're often saying, Isha pachas shava pruta lo makanya nafsha. Lo makanya nafsha means that she wants to end up with hana'a. The nafsha, over here, she wants to be nehene. And if there's no hana'a, that's why it's no good. The problem over here is you could learn the Gemara that way, but if you looked in Tosfos over there learned just the opposite. You look over there in Tosfos. The Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Beis says that Matana Amnas L'Hachzir works in all cases Levar Mi Isha L'Fi She'Ein Isha Niknes B'Chalipin. How does the Ramban learn that line? Three lines on the bottom in the Gemara. Levar mi isha lefi she'ein isha niknes b'chalipin. You can't use matanas hachzir by a woman lefi she'ein isha niknes b'chalipin. Now what's the common denominator between matanas hachzir and chalipin? That there's no hana, right? In other words, you see from chalipin, why doesn't chalipin work? Because there's no hana, so therefore, in time of masra haksi doesn't work because there's no hana. Because there's no hana. Basically, we're working off hana. Tosfos asks, "V'yimtom Rebbe, my dama lechalipin, imi shum dechalipin hadre halipin gufayu amar benedarim di tafis le mitvase." In other words, chalipin doesn't have to go back. It just normally it goes back, but it doesn't have to go back. So how can you learn out from chalipin to the world of Matanas Amanas L'Hachzir, a chalipin isn't always the case of Manat L'Hachzir. V'nira l'ri d'lav chalipin hu, umidurabonon hu, d'lohave kedushin. L'fi shederech ha'olam l'Hachzir chalipin, v'hane ke'en chalipin damu. V'asu l'meymar isha niknes b'chalipin. Hilkach afkinu rabonon l'kedushe mine. What is Tosfos over here saying? What over here, where are we starting from?
That if she were to keep it, then it would in theory work because people don't usually give it back. Or is she not gonna get...
We're starting off in the fact that chalipin doesn't work by a woman. Chalipin doesn't work by a woman. Were matana masra hachzir to work, people would think that chalipin would work. So therefore, rabbanon were mafkia matana masra hachzir in order that the people shouldn't use chalipin. Namely, just the opposite of the Ramban. According to the Ramban, chalipin doesn't work because it's matanon asla hachzir. No. According to Tosos, chalipin doesn't work because it doesn't work. Because our sugya says it doesn't work. And were matanon hachzir to work, then we would think chalipin would work. So Chazal midrabanon said matanon asla hachzir doesn't work, that we shouldn't confuse it with chalipin. Okay? So clearly the Ramban did not learn this Gemara like Tosfos, right? The Ramban is learning that the source that chalipin doesn't work is from the Gesugi Andaf Vava Medeis. That's the source. The source is, since Ma'atam Asahafsa doesn't work Mida Oraisa, because there's no Hana'a, so also chalipin doesn't work because there's no Hana'a. That's the source that chalipin doesn't work. According to the Tosfos, no. The chalipin doesn't work because of our sugya. Once chalipin doesn't work, so Chazal said that matanos hachzir midrabanan also doesn't work.
How is it by just a question? It doesn't have to go back. That's just what people do practically, but it doesn't happen. So why is it the chalipin no hana? It just happens to be that the chalipin there's no hana, but really it could be there is hana. According to Ramban, if Meikra did, she can keep the items, she could get hana. So he's assuming that they do give it back, but if she can actually keep it, why wouldn't it work then?
That, I guess, would be a low plug. Or it's within chalipin. Within chalipin, that would be a low plug. Okay, these are basically the shitos that you have within the Talmid HaRashba. He goes back and forth between the shitos. It's it's an exercise in trying. You know, like you could plug this part. Oh, this is like the Ravid. Oh, this is like this. And then, I'm not sure that it's a shita per se, but he deals with all the shitos. He goes through almost all the options. Where he ends up is not totally clear to me. But basically, what I wanted you to see were the shitos that we discussed up to now. Okay. Yes?
Why do we say person no hana if she gets, meaning that if the person get hana from something even if they don't own it, like even for example, I know I met Alan Weingart, who used to play for the Cowboys, and then he showed us the Super Bowl ring. And just even that, being able to look at that would be considered.
So what you're pointing out is that there are different levels of hana, right?
Can you be
Mekadesh and Isha by giving her besamim to smell, that she would have hanoas hareach? Or in your language, you Mekadesh and Isha, that she would see a beautiful painting and get hanoah in that way. So we're going to have to define. You're 100% correct. We're going to have to define which and what's the difference between seeing a beautiful painting and my dancing in front of her. And so not everyone agrees at dancing. The Rambam gives that example. But we're going to have to define what level of hana is meaningful. Just like we defined over here, what level of kesef is meaningful, going to the Ravid, you need a kesef of Shava Peruta, we're going to have to define what level of hana. It's a very proper question. Okay. And it was what it appears over here is that reversible hana is not hana. The fact that I saw something is not reversible. But the fact that I give you something and take it back, that's that reversible hanoah, that's not hanoah. Okay, if you can, Yemitzah, we still have shir on Sunday. Yemitzah Hashem. Okay, so we'll move into the sugya, Yemitzah Hashem. We have a mini sugya and then a longer sugya. Not necessarily harder, just longer. The mini sugya deals with the world of chalitza. That there's a hava mina that you can be mekadesh and isha via chalitza. That's a fascinating hava mina. Okay, so we'll try and understand that, and we'll understand that. If you recall, when we began learning, we dealt with different worlds of with different types of change. Of chaloshem, different models for changing a status, that which a person does and that which a person simply goes through certain motions and a Kodesh Baruch Hu does. And so that's what we're going to try to understand over here in terms of the world of chalitza, how exactly this is coming into our sugya. Yitzachen that chalitza and kedushin, maybe one world, maybe two worlds. That may be machokas rishonim in the world of chalitza. And then we're going to move over to the world of kesef. The world of kesef before the Gemara knows the drasha of kicha, kicha miste Ephron, and the Gemara is learning it out from Amma Ivriya. So I ask you to read the Gemara and Rashi up to the Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Where you have the world of Afaras Nedarim. Right, 1, 2, 4, about 6 lines down. Aviyo Baala Mafirin Nedareha. And then we'll look at the Rishonim that I gave to you. You're welcome to certainly look at Tosfos on the page, but I'd like to sort of give more of an overview before we see Tosfos on the page. Okay? The Seder. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ribbon education today.
Today.